Up next, we'll move along to California coach Justin Wilcox. The Golden Bears are on the road at Washington on Saturday night. We'll take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question is from Adam Jude, Seattle, Washington.
Hey, Justin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good, man. Good. Obviously, a lot of talk last week. You're kind of homecoming, going back to Oregon there. Only up here in Seattle for a couple years, but a couple of important years here for the Huskies and getting the program kind of back on its feet. What are your feelings, I guess, coming back to Seattle this week?
That we have a great opportunity to go play a heck of a team. Obviously, a lot of talented players and extremely well coached. And, you know, I'm very appreciative of my time and opportunity to coach there and be there, but I'm fully invested with our players and our team now, and we got to have a great week of practice because it'll be a great challenge for us this weekend.
What specifically about this UW team is especially challenging as you're trying to game plan for them?
Well, I think they're very well-rounded. I mean, every phase of the game, offense, defense, and special teams, they got really good players. They're very physical up on both fronts, O-line and D-line. They got great skill, and, you know, you look at the quarterback position and how efficient he is. And so really challenging, but that's exactly, you know, what you want. You want an opportunity to play against teams like this, and what we have to focus on is our preparation leading up to the game, and that's what we're going to do.
How influential was Coach Gregory for you in your career as a player and as a young coach?
Extremely. I got to play for him in college, and he's probably maybe the number one reason I got into the coaching profession was because of him and the type of person that he was, and I just respect him so much, and the way he treats people and the type of teacher he was and is, and so really can't say enough good things about Bob Gregory. He's a first-class human being and coach.
I want to ask about one guy on your roster there, Devontae Downs, obviously a local guy here in the Seattle area. Did you recruit him while you were at UW, and then what kind of impact, what kind of influence has he had, you know, in your
career? Yeah, we did. Devontae was coming out of high school at that time, and he was a running back, and I know he wanted to play running back. He obviously ended up at Cal, and he's done a great job for us. He's gotten better and better. He's played a lot of football here, but just since spring even, he's really continued to improve, which, especially for a veteran guy, is impressive because he's played a lot of football, but his, you know, kind of eagerness to learn and do something different, he's been a really key piece for us and has done some really good things, and I still think he's going to continue to get better. He's very smart. He's got good quickness, and I think he understands the game of football and has made some really good plays for us.
Great. Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Your next question is from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Morning, Justin. You've
Hi,
coached for Coach Peterson. You've coached with him. You've coached against him. What makes him such a successful head coach?
I think he has a system, a process that he sticks to. He creates an environment for the players and the coaches where they can be at their best, and obviously is really smart guy, but just a real good person and excellent coach. And so I think just all those things that you see are pretty evident.
And does he change his system to fit the players, or does he pretty much run the same offense and defensive schemes from year to year?
There's some certain things that seem to be staples, but he's always going to have wrinkles and do what's best for his team. I think you look at how physical they are, how big and physical they are up front on the offensive line. The tight ends have always been a key piece of it. Defensively the same, the fronts really physical. You see the special teams that, and Coach Gregory, the job that they do, just very sound. And, you know, they're always going to be well coached and never beat themselves. And you make you earn everything you get. And they also have some, you know, really exceptional players across the board. And so when you put all that together, you got a really, really good football team. So what's important for us is that we have a great week of practice and learn from the things that that we need to learn from last week and improve and keep growing as a team and have a great week and get up there and be at our best on Saturday.
Thanks.
Yep.
All right, we've got time for one more question.
Your next question is from Kyle Kensing, Athlon Sports.
Coach, when you came into Washington, they had struggled a little bit defensively before, and you saw some pretty significant results right away, and your Cal team this year has shown a lot of improvement on that side of the ball as well. Have you noticed any sort of similarities, and what have been some of the differences in terms of the job that's kind of gone into the Washington defense when you were there and with your Cal team now?
Yeah, I think every team's a little bit different, and you're trying to always – put your players in the, you know, best position to be successful. So, you know, whether you, you know, from a scheme standpoint, it's like, you know, what's best for your team? Are you going to be an over team, an odd team, a post safety, split safety? So all that stuff goes into it. But I think the fundamentals of teaching, you know, each position and relying on your fundamentals and teaching tackling and those type of things, I think you start from there, and then you try and put them in the best position you can to be successful. So I think, I don't know if there's any, you know, one thing that helps you improve. I mean, I think everybody, it's our job as coaches is to kind of mine that and figure out what they need. And, we got a long ways to go. I like the way the guys are competing. We can play so much cleaner and better. And that's what we're focused on right now.
And, back when you were at Washington, Sarkin mentioned that he felt like you'd done a really good job of pinpointing guys' individual strengths and then moving them in a position where they were going to be most successful. How important, and is it a challenge at all, kind of pinpointing what guys do best as individual players when you're, you know, working with, you know, an 85-man roster?
Well, I think you kind of have a foundation where you start, like I said before, and, you know, fundamentals that you're going to teach, and then where are you going to lean? You know, who are your players that you're going to lean on? What can they do best? I just think that's, you know, you're always growing that. And when you get into spring football, you're finding out more who you are as a team. And then summer workouts and then fall camp. And, you know, it's kind of evolves. But I think you're always trying to do that. And I think that's just part of coaching. That's our job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Justin, I'm here for you today. Appreciate your time. Good luck this
weekend.
Okay, all right.
Thanks.
Cheers.